This is KNKX News. Tacoma civil rights icon Harold Moss has been laid to rest. Services were held Thursday on what would have been his 91st birthday. Moss died last week. Among other things, he fought racist redlining practices in the city and went on to become Tacoma's first Black city councilman and mayor, and later a Pierce County councilman. Thursday's service for Moss included a socially distanced funeral with people in their cars, followed by a procession over a bridge named in his honor. KNKX reporter Paula Whistle was there.
It was a year ago that the East 34th Street Bridge was dedicated to Moss as the hearse drove over it, cars in the procession honked and people waved. Firefighters were there too, having raised a humongous flag over the street in honor of the late mayor. Along the bridge were people who knew, worked with, and were inspired by Moss.
I am a member of the Black Collective, and Harold G. Moss is pretty much like family.
Shauna Lawson says what Moss accomplished in his life in terms of making things more equitable would fill volumes. Standing next to her, her twin sister, Vonna Chisholm, who's with the Black Student Union at Tacoma Community College, says Moss was all in when it came to supporting you and helping you overcome obstacles.
So without him, there's a lot of people that would not be in positions where they are. There's a lot of people that would not have the wisdom or the guidance, and he made such a difference.
What's the most important piece of advice he ever gave you?
I have to pull my mask down for this. So he always told me, give him hell.
And she says he told her, if you stick with your mission, you can't go wrong. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.